You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Claire, what's your Halloween costume?
I'm going as a...
Claire doesn't have a Halloween
Claire
costume.
Claire made it up.
She's just trying to make
Fake.
Something up at the
You're
last minute.
You're a liar, Claire.
You don't really have one picked out, do you?
I'll be myself.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, Claire. Not
okay,
in
hold
the
on.
Spirit at all.
You know, yesterday I said you had to be Italian, right? And we had a couple people call. It's like,
I knew this was going to happen, though. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be a cowboy.
No, don't do that, people. We said honor system. Belinda, what's your costume going to be?
I am dressed as a 1912 Victorian woman.
That's the year Dom graduated high school.
Da 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 da. What does a 1912 Victorian woman look like?
It's lots of layers. It's a corset, a skirt, an underlayer, a flat dress, so it doesn't have the bump in the back, with a neck laced shirt.
Wow.
They were famous for their big hats.
Big hats.
Yeah. You better hope it's a chilly night that night. You got a lot
You're
of layers
gonna
on.
You're going
to be sweating that corset. I'll tell you what.
Is it hard to move around? I mean, I always took that into consideration when I was going to a party. There are a lot of great ideas, but they are so bulky and weird that you can't really
Like
maneuver.
You're not going to be able to eat all the snacks at your Halloween party because it's going to be so tight.
Actually, it's not that bad.
No? Okay.
I feel like you could hide a bunch of snacks. Like you could pour some of the snacks in there,
there you
and
go.
Take them home with you.
Then you would have a bump in the back.
Exactly.
Bump in the back. Bump in the back. All right. Listen, let's play some Rattle Off, Belinda.
Okay.
And then next up is Christy, then Casey, then Bridget. 10 seconds, Belinda. In 10 seconds, you need to give us five subscription services. Ready and go.
It is Comcast, Dish Network, Denver Post.
Oh, the
we
Denver
don't even
Post.
Get like a Netflix or a Hulu, but we get Denver
Apple
Post.
TV?
You sound like you're from 1912 all
oh,
of a sudden.
Burn. Burn.
You probably got this costume in your closet every day.
Oh, poor Belinda.
Come on, we're just
You failed.
Fun.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm sorry. I should have went through Hulu. Restrictions I had.
Listen,
okay.
You don't worry about it. We loved talking with you. Thank you for being a good sport. You have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day, boys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, and then there's Christy. Christy, what's your Halloween costume? You really are wearing one, right?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't call for no reason here. Come on now.
What do you got?
Good.
I'm going to be the famous Miss Rachel, the YouTube teacher, and all the kids will hopefully follow me and sing along all the songs. Be fun.
What the hell is that?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Who's Miss Rachel?
Are you making this up?
No. Miss Rachel?
No.
She is hot.
American
okay, you know
YouTuber. I'm looking her up.
Yeah, me too.
5 million subscribers, born 1980. Rachel Griffin, something or other, better known as Ms. Rachel. Okay.
She did not make it up. I have a pink headband. I have a blue jumpsuit. I have a pink sweatshirt. And I learned all the songs.
I see what she looks like. These videos look super annoying.
Oh, they look
That's
terrible.
Exactly
it's a lot of wheels on the bus. Row, row, row your boat. Twinkle, twinkle.
Roly poly. All of them. All the classics.
Oh, barf.
Wow. Kids songs, educational videos.
Are you going to be dressed as her, but like be super potty mouth all night and like be like the bad version of her? That's what you should do.
Do
well,
that.
I actually like that idea. I'm originally from Chicago. I'm pretty Italian. I drop a lot of F-bombs. Yeah, that's probably
perfect.
The
yeah, you need to be
perfect.
Miss Rachel from hell.
Yes.
I need to scare my own child, but yeah, something like that.
Nah, put them to bed and you go out and have fun.
Yeah, you can do it. Just do it.
Be a naughty Miss Rachel.
Mm. All right, I will check back in. I'll let you know how that goes.
Are you wearing the overalls like she has?
Well, yeah, I've got some. Well, they're not jeans. I ordered like those trendy cloth ones. you know. But yeah, I got some
overalls. The pink shirt, the pink shirt.
My wife wants some of those. She came to me the other day. She's like, "Listen, hear me out. What are your thoughts on like these new overalls that all the women are wearing? Because like, our neighbor had a pair on, and I don't know what to say about that."
Well, you know what? I think we're probably about the same age, and mine came from Amazon. My husband's like, "Oh, I'm glad you bought those. Those look nice." Like, oh,
really?
All right.
Okay, because I pretty much poo-pooed it. So I don't know. But yeah, she was looking at the ones on Amazon, so we'll see. I'll give you the update, Dom. I'm sure you're dying to know.
I am. Send me photos. I'll just have Nicole send me photos. Well, she sends me pictures all the time anyway.
It is one of those outfits where you just got like underpants on underneath, and you can like slide your hands down the side, you know, and squeeze a booty if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Right, Miss Rachel?
Right. Yeah, that's right, friends.
Oh my God.
How many squeezes can you do?
One, two, three.
I bet there's like a million moms listening right now. Like, oh my gosh, Miss Rachel.
Yeah. No, they're like, we got to order some of these overalls immediately.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Really excited for them. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You'd be slutty, Miss Rachel.
Yeah,
how's that?
Slutty.
All right, get to Chicago girl. Favorite place for pizza in Chicago?
Actually, it was Milano's. My family owned it growing up, but if I had to pick another one, it'd be Baroni's.
Baroni.
It's thin crust. It's cut in squares, you know, like that deep dish stuff. That's really not Chicago. That's like, that's like tourism.
I don't need Chicago style necessarily, just the best pizza. Like, there's a place over by the Viagra Triangle over there called, was it Paisano's? Paisano's. And I loved that place. It's just a fun atmosphere and everything. That's the one I recommend. So.
Yeah, I like
Is that over on State Street or something like that? But that area. All right, Christy, let's play some rattle off. 10 seconds. Oh, this one's too easy. In fact, we were just talking about this. So if you don't get this, shame on you, Miss Rachel.
Okay, well, I'm already sweating because I'm nervous. But
disgusting.
We'll
That's disgusting. All right.
10 seconds. Five greasy foods. Five foods that are greasy.
You just named one.
Ready and go.
Deep dish pizza, meatball sandwich, hot dogs. Oh my God, I'm vegetarian.
I mean, you could have said potato chips, onion rings, french fries,
tater tots. I could have said all those things. Okay.
Tots
are
greasy.
They're all greasy.
Well, I had fun. This is my first time ever calling in.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, I hope you call all the time. Yeah. You know, we ask everybody who it's their first time to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What are we getting?
Miss Rachel says you're getting 5 stars, boys. 5 stars.
Yay!
Thank you for the laughs. You're awesome.
You were a blast, Christy. You have a fun day today, okay?
I've been listening to you for a long time. You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have the greatest listeners of all time.
She was awesome.
Now, listen, Casey, I predicted that you would be the one to hang up, and you hung in there, so my apologies to you, okay?
No, accepted.
Okay. So now, what's your Halloween costume?
So I do cheat a little bit because I am a tired mom of 2 young ones, but I'm going as a barista, which also happens to be my daily job every single day.
But that's
so
all right.
I go right from work, go right to trick-or-treating. I don't have to change. I am good.
You got your little apron on and keep your headset on.
Oh, I should. Yeah. I should bring around
all
little
samples. Your visor.
So listen, it's slightly cheating, but if you are going out trick-or-treating wearing it, then I'm going to count it.
It's fine.
So.
I love it. I was like, I have a 3 and 8-year-old. I spend so much time with their costumes. I don't have time for me.
That's all right. People that won't know you, and that's what you do. Hey,
yeah, you'll be great.
What's the one drink that you hate making?
Oh my gosh. I don't really hate making any drinks. I like it all.
Come
unless
on.
It's like a no foam almond milk drinks. Impossible.
Really?
Impossible. Do you have to like scrape it off or something or what?
You do, and they foam no matter what. So you're like 4 pitchers in, and they're staring at you, and there's not much you can do. So you just smile and say, "Here's your cup of coffee."
I'm sorry, it's foaming still.
Right.
Please don't
Literally
be mad.
My inner dialogue.
What kind of person demands no foam on something that naturally foams?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Oh, so surprised.
Man, high maintenance people. High maintenance for sure. Oh, all right.
How long have you been barista-ing?
Oh, for 13 years.
Good for you. You must be really good at it.
You must have it down by now, don't you?
Yes.
Do you get to make your own drinks, like, before you leave for the day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the funny part is I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a tea person, but yeah, I get to make all the drinks I want, so, and I love it.
Well, that's me. I'm tea all the way, so I would maybe be one of your easiest customers because all I ever ask for is English breakfast tea. That's
just
it.
Just take a cup of hot water.
Good stuff. Yeah.
No foam.
Just the English breakfast tea, you know, and one stevia, and I'm good to go.
Dom is high maintenance. He'd ask for that with no bubbles, for sure.
No bubbles.
Can I get hot water with no bubbles?
Can I get 95 degrees? That's what I hear.
95
yeah.
degrees?
Oh, that's great. They demand a certain temperature. I love that.
Double sleeve.
That's so good. I'm the easiest coffee shop person in the world.
Because you don't go in them.
Well, I go in and get my tea.
Okay. All right.
Ugh. Oh, and then sometimes that, like, they've got, like, a loaf of, like, a banana nut bread or something like that.
I'll eat a loaf of anything. I had a couple people write in and say once Croctober is over, I should do Loafvember.
Oh, my God, that's enough. No, we'll just stop at Croctober. Hey, let me ask you, are you at a Starbucks, Casey, or are you at a different joint?
I am at Starbucks, yes.
Okay. So Gretchen and her daughter Zoe were trying to school me, because I didn't know about this, that Starbucks also has grilled cheese sandwiches that are really good. Is that true?
Yes. They fly off the shelf.
I worked in a college town, and
the bomb.
Okay, so they are flying off the shelves, because after they told me about it, a couple hours later, I was out. It was like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something, and I stopped to do some work, got my tea, and I said, and I'll take one of these grilled cheese sandwiches that I've heard about. And they looked at me like I was an idiot. They're like, those are always gone in like 30 minutes, dude. We don't ever
eat
those.
No idea.
Yeah.
See,
like,
you're learning like me.
You can sell out. Yep.
So, all right.
Well, what location are you at, Casey?
I'm in Boulder. I'm right across from CU.
Oh, okay. Well, God, that's
not busy at all.
That's hopping. Yeah.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? CU games prime time? No.
So, what's a good weekend tips for you?
You know, I'm a manager, so I don't get tips. But my partner gets some money during those busy times. Busy.
I think managers should get tips too.
Yeah, start taking some of the tips.
Enough. I'm really glad when they get more tips when I work on the floor, so it's perfect.
And you get some nice benefits too. Is that right?
That is right. Yes. Great benefits.
Right. Good. Good for you.
Well, you have been delightful to talk to. Also, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
10 seconds. Give us five things that you would either put jam or jelly on. Five things that you put jam or jelly on. Ready and go.
Toast, crackers, crimpets, bagels, croissants. I don't know.
That's five.
That's five. You got it.
Five. You're a winner. Hooray.
Good job.
Nice job, Barista Casey. Yeah, you are the champ today. Listen, it was a blast talking to you, so hold on, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Pay very close attention to what he tells you, okay?
All right. Thank you all so much. You're the best.
Thanks,
you
Casey.
You are the best.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, Jeremy, it's your turn to apologize now.
Oh, yeah, Bridget, sorry, you're still here. I thought you'd hang up.
Nope, I was holding on.
It's very kind of you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So what's your Halloween costume?
We are going as the Disney Bluey characters.
Okay.
That's kind of funny, actually.
All right. Who's we?
My husband and my two children. So I'm going to be Chili, husband's going to be Bandit, and the girls are going to be Bluey and Bingo.
That's cute.
Good for you. I was just looking at a story this morning where a website was ranking the best animated Disney characters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put it to you, Bridget. If you had to stop and think for just a couple of seconds and name the greatest animated Disney character ever, who would you think they would pick?
I would definitely say Bluey because it definitely puts me to shame sometimes as a parent.
No. Didn't make the top 20.
You got to go with the OG, the icon, the iconic.
The best animated Disney character of all time.
It's got to be Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Bluey's like, I watch it.
You are hung up on Bluey.
God, you have got a problem with this Bluey.
Listen,
thing.
I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of people don't know who Bluey is.
Yeah, so it's never going to win any contest.
You got to say, like, Goofy, maybe.
I would go Goofy, which was number 3 on the list. They did pick Mickey as number 1, but really, go. I mean, Mickey doesn't do anything.
But he's the face of the brand.
He's the face of it, but for no reason, because he doesn't do anything.
He's in Fantasia, though.
Whatever. A lot of people are in Fantasia. A lot of characters are in Fantasia. What does Mickey Mouse do that's entertaining? Name one thing.
The hot dog dance?
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Yeah.
Boy, that's a stretch, Bridget.
Again, not a lot of people are going to know that one.
Yeah. Goofy, though.
How about the genie from Aladdin? I mean, that's
number 9 on the list. At least genie from Aladdin was, like, entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
Right?
I've never seen it.
What?
What? Baloo from the Jungle Book? Yeah.
Nope.
Bare necessities.
You haven't seen the old stuff, have you?
I mean,
Cinderella?
I'm a 90s kid, but I've just the basics, the Cinderella and Snow White and Elf.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, Snow White was number 20 on the list. Where the list loses its total credibility was number 4. They picked Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-mm. Oh, Dom hates Pooh.
Yep. I'm anti-Pooh.
Oh, bother.
All day long. Well, you know what? You didn't get to play the game today, but Bridget, we really enjoyed talking to you and finding out about your fascination with Bluey.
Which sounds really naughty if it's taken out of context.
Sure does.
All righty.
Bridget, go have a terrific day, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye, Bridget.
Okay, bye-bye. You see that Claire continued to hold
still
hold
it. All right, we got to get her on.
Hi, Claire.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, so, how are you?
So in all time, did you think of a costume you can wear?
Yes.
Okay, what's it going to be?
A former...
All that time, Claire. God. You had so much time to think about
this. What is going on with you?
A former what?
A former what?
Broncos cheerleader. Be a former Broncos cheerleader.
Former prisoner.
There you go. Former prisoner.
A former contestant on Rattle Off. Bye.
Right.
Winner.
Oh, Claire. Oh, what do you do for a living?
I retired.
From what?
From the government.
Doing what?
I worked for HUD.
HUD.
I'm not even sure what one does for the housing and urban development. What do you do? I mean, what does HUD do? I don't even know anymore.
What was funny was I was working for HUD. The economy got better, so I lost my job.
Oh, my God.
We were doing foreclosures in homes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it?
So how do you spend your days now? What do you do besides listen to your boys? What else do you do with your retired days?
I get to hang out with my grandkids.
Okay.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah, you
good
can
for
take
you.
Them trick-or-treating, I guess. But figure out, you got to come up with a costume, Claire. Don't
pick don't Bluey.
Us,
don't pick
don't
Bluey.
Don't let us catch you again. Oh,
Bluey's taken.
Yeah.
How about a former...
Let's not hang... I'm not hanging up until she tells us. A former what?
This is
what?
So painful.
Former what?
A former gifted child.
A former gifted child?
Yes. And that way everybody says, hey, what are you going to be? What are you going to be? I'm going to be anything I want. I can be everything I want. I can be a lot of things. Get it?
Not really. Not really, Claire.
I know one thing that you are. I'll tell you this. Huh. You are absolutely charming. Thank you for waiting and chatting with us, and we hope you have a great day, Claire, okay?
Bye, Claire.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.